Welcome to the Money Buddha podcast, where I chat with people who I admire, people who really follow the things that light them up in business and in life. And our two guests today does exactly that. They're both passionate about all things fitness. They own and operate Raise the Bar Fitness together. He juggles fatherhood, barbells, and lines of code. He likes to lift moderately heavy weights or heavy IT issues, depending on the day. When not in front of his computer, you can catch him at the hockey or rink cheering on his kids, living the dad life one squat at a time. She is a mom of two, caffeine enthusiast, and fitness powerhouse. When she's not coaching or working out at Raise the Bar Fitness, you'll either find her delivering mail, chasing after Murph and Joey, or on a long trail run. From sunrise workouts to sunset dog walks, she does it all with a smile and a strong cup of coffee. Let me introduce you to Dave and Karan.
Hey, hey.
Hi, guys. Hello. How's it going today?
So great. Sunday
Good.
morning. Feeling great.
Sunday. I know, right? So fun. Okay, I'm so excited. I'm really excited to talk to you guys, chat. Hear about all the things because we don't really like know each other yet that much. So I'm excited. So thank you so much for being here.
Of course, yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Anything for our most dedicated noon class member.
Oh, thank you. I really, so if listeners don't know, Raise the Bar Fitness is where I work out, which is how I met Dave and Carol. And but I'm not at the same class times as you guys unless you come in to teach the class. So sometimes like one out of maybe I don't know few months. So we
Yeah,
see each
no,
other
we are
quickly.
faithful 6 a.mers over here.
I know that's what I
Yeah.
was gonna say. So you guys are in the 6 a.m. workout club.
Yeah.
That's great. I feel like that's gonna be in my life like later in life.
Once the
When
kids
my
are big
kids are
enough. Yeah, yeah,
older,
yeah.
yeah, I can see myself doing
For
that.
sure.
For now, noon time's the best for me. That's what I can commit to. That's what I love. And it's like, it's great. I love it. So tell me about you guys own and operate like Raise the Bar Fitness as a side gig. So it's not your full-time gig. And that was one of the things that I felt was really interesting because I love hearing how people like set things up. Like obviously you figured out a way, a system for it to work without having to be there all the time. So I thought
That's
that was
great.
like, I mean, maybe you're more there than what I see. Like I don't see you there. So I'm like, okay, well, they don't have to be here like every minute, right? So
There in
yeah.
spirit. We're
Yeah.
always thinking about
Right.
it.
Yeah,
We
that's
might not
true.
be there in person, but we're there.
That's true. Oh, that's so true. Oh my gosh. So how did like tell me about like the journey? How did this happen? Starting a gym or like tell me about all of that.
So I'll start. It was a pre-existing gym. So this is started back in 2019 is when the opportunity came up. And just to be transparent, like owning a gym was never on my radar of a life goal. It was never something that I even thought about. It was just an opportunity that came up. The pre-existing gym, Carol used to work there. I was just a member. We both loved it. We didn't want to see it go away because that was kind of the situation. It almost seemed like the previous owner was looking to get out.
Right.
And so we kind of just jumped on that opportunity, thinking that, we were involved in a gym for, well, I had been involved in the gym for a couple of years. You, Carol, much longer.
Was it a couple of years for you?
Yeah. Or maybe just a
I
year.
think it was just a year. We
Okay.
met there. So I don't think
Okay.
it was just like a year, I think, when you were there.
Right, but you had been there for what? Since it started, like three,
Couple of years, I
okay, a couple of
think.
years. But yeah, so we just thought, how hard can this be?
You thought, how hard can this be?
Very naively, how hard could this be? But and it's not easy, it's very difficult. But yeah, so it ultimately began in that kind with that kind of idea, taking over this existing gym, rebranding it, making it our own. We had already a pre-existing community as well. But yeah, it really just stemmed out of our love for the gym. But then yeah, it's been It was 4 years in the last October, so you know, 4 years and 4 months or whatever it is now. And it's we survived COVID. Everything kind of worked out well there, and just still love it. No, we love the gym, obviously, but more importantly, we love the community and the people. That's really what kind of fills our buckets.
That's what I was going to ask, but you answered the question. So it was like a pre-existing, like the community was there, and then you're like, okay, I don't want this gym to like close down. So let's take That's it right. over and keep it going. That's great. Exactly. That's amazing.
And there really isn't a lot of members left over, like from like the true OG members from the pre-existing gym. There's a handful, maybe a dozen. And is very typical in the fitness slash gym world, where you'll see a lot of turnover just based on what people are going through in life. But yeah, it's just, we've always had like a very solid community, regardless of who's in there.
Right. And I feel like you attract like those same like-minded people too, right? Like when you kind of have that community already, like
I think so. Yeah. I like to think that we attract the right kind of people.
Right. That's how I feel. That's what I can see from it.
When you mentioned that it is a side project for us, and you know, that's truly what it is. It's a passion project where, you know, Carol and I, we both work full-time jobs, multiple full-time jobs. We're pretty busy. But this is just something that we just love doing so much that we couldn't let it, we couldn't let that opportunity pass by.
Cool. Well, I'm so happy that you did, because I think I joined in 2022. I think so. You guys in 2019. Okay. So you guys started in 2019. So then it was like very like intense stress for like the first few years for sure.
Well, we were operating for about 3 or 4 months before COVID hit. And then we had to like survive that two and a half years of, you know, shutting down, coming back up. Yeah. But you know, we did what we could. We had, again, just bringing it back to the members, had amazing members who were willing to keep paying their memberships. We essentially just gave them whatever equipment that we had to loan out at the gym so they could work out at home. We did some Zoom workouts that weren't, it was something just to try to keep them engaged, but you know, it's not the same thing.
No.
But yeah, like all the members were kind of like had our backs and kept paying their memberships to ensure that when we got through COVID, the gym was still going to be there.
Mm.
And they were just, you know, endlessly appreciative of that.
That's great. I love when people are just like, everyone likes to help each other. So like they know for you, like when you have the right people, eh? That's like That's right. Such a game changer. Cool.
And I think everybody knows that we're not in it for the money. And I think that comes across in the way that we pitch the gym and the people that we attract, is that like, we're not, any money that we do make, we reinvest, we buy equipment or whatever, but like we're not pulling money out for us. So we're not pocketing any money from the gym. It's a purely passion project.
Right. And I feel like because you guys are so passionate about it, you know, like you kind of have like those goals and like, okay, well, like we want to do this, or like we want to buy this next or whatever. Like I can kind of get that feeling that you guys are always like upgrading things or like That's adding right, things or like, how can we make this better? So.
We just got another assault bike, so you'll be happy about that.
Oh, you I actually like biking, actually. Everyone else at noon's like, oh.
I don't mind biking either. It's fine.
I know. Yeah, I don't mind it. So, yay.
The more you do it, the better you are.
Right? Yeah. So, I wanted to ask you guys, so for someone that, okay, so first of all, a few months ago, Dave, I asked you, or I don't know, we were talking about it, I think you hit, it was the 500 workout club. Mm-hmm. And there was a few people that had hit their 500s. And I asked you, because you were coaching that noon session. And I was like, oh, I wonder how many I did. And I was like, oh, I'm sure I did like probably 200. Like I was sure I had like at least that much. Right. Like I come a few times a week. And then you sent me an email a few hours later to me and Nadine. And so you're like, oh, your numbers, and mine was 108. And that was such a big, like, well, like, I was so like mind blown, like, why did I think I went, like, obviously we have this, like, sometimes we overestimate how much, like, oh, I'm like doing so well, like going to the gym. And I'm like more of a lifestyle type, not like huge competitor or whatever. Like, I'm not into fitness that way yet. I'm getting there. That's like my next step. But that was so like eye-opener for me, because I was like, okay, how many things in my life am I thinking that I'm doing like here, but actually it's like the data shows you. And right. I know you're like an IT guy, so you're probably like, oh my gosh, yeah, the data. But I was so like, I really appreciated that you gave it to me, because then I was like, okay, I have to like up my game. So I was like, okay. And then I started going like, I'm like, I need to do at least 4 times a week, which I pretty much did. And it was Christmas time and stuff. But that number really made a difference for me. Like, I really like, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to do better. Like,
I mean, in fairness, the data is pulled, that number is only as accurate as the systems that we use. So right. I know that you didn't place a lot of importance in actually checking yourself in. So if you're not checked in, it didn't count as a class in the, like the data, right?
That was my first excuse, but then I'm like, I didn't do that like, do you know what I mean?
100 times.
80 times, yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, no, like maybe.
That was my excuse too.
Was it?
Like, I never check in. Fine.
No, but
500.
Right. That's what I was like, oh, for sure. Like, I probably missed like 20 times, but it's like, it doesn't matter. It's still not 200. So I'm like, whatever. But now I do check in. I check in now. Good. I'm very.
I check in
like,
now too.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I need to like up it. So.
Carol just hit her 500 right before Christmas.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you guys are both there. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't remember who was there first.
I was for sure there a long time ago. I just didn't check
in. You didn't check in? Oh no. Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow when you're kind of competitive about it.
Yeah, that's right. And I just verified and you're at 151. So that's
151.
That's a big
okay.
jump.
Big jump. Oh my gosh, thanks for checking. I wasn't expecting that. 151. Okay. I'll get there. I'll get to my 200.
Yeah.
But this was literally like, I'll have to check for the email. I'm sure it was like November or October. Like, it was end of the year. And I was like, no, I need to do better. So, okay, I'm getting there.
You're getting there.
Yay. So one day I'll be in the, I might hit 500. Well, I'll hit 200 first.
If you do the math, if you come to the classes 4 times a week, that's about 200 classes a year. So a couple years.
Okay, that's okay. I can do that. I'm okay with that. Cool. Okay. Actually, so I wanted to ask you, well, both of you. So for someone that like wants to start competing, like where, like what are the things? Like, is it just getting stronger, or like what would you like tell them? For like advice, so like
Carol
someone
just
that's
a
yeah, tell me.
Weekend, so I'm gonna let her take this one.
I don't know. I feel like I always tell people that want to compete that competitions are for everyone. So there's always like when you look at competitions, they always have a list of things that are required to be able to do in order to compete. So that's a good place to start. Like, okay, and I do competitions as goals. So every time I do a competition, I'm like, okay, what are my goals here? So I'm really goal driven. That's my motivator for everything. So I think, okay, well, I want to get better at this, or I want to get better at that. I'm going to do a comp. I'm going to work towards that goal. So kind of the same thing with anybody who wants to compete. You look at the list. You say, okay, can I do everything on that list? If you can, okay, so my goal is to be able to do this and that. And they're goal-driven, right? So if you're goal-driven and you want to do a comp, then you start working on those things and it helps motivate people. And you'll see the people that want to do competitions come to the gym a little bit more because they have goals that they want to hit. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer of goals. So we have a goal board at the gym. It's just something to focus on and to help become a better, well-rounded athlete, right? And I mean, there, you need to be realistic within your goals, and we're there to help people do that too. But that's where I would start. Anybody who wants to compete can compete. Just where are you? How far do you have to go in order to put your foot in that door?
And maybe just for some context for your listeners, just because when we're talking about competitions, we're not talking about bodybuilding competitions, but we're a functional fitness gym. So just think CrossFit. And when we're talking competitions, we are talking about CrossFit competitions. So that's really just to kind of expand on what Carol had said, there are multi levels on what you would need to work on just based on what the requirements would be for a certain competition. One would be strength, and you know how able are you to move certain kinds of weight. Also, there's a gymnastics component, so like, you know, can you do your pull-ups, things like that? Can you do handstand push-ups, things of that nature? And then yeah, so those are just things to consider. Every competition is different. There's one, there's a great one in QuizFam Sis in May, I believe, that has, it's a bit more dialed back, I find. So it's really like a nice, like low level entry for people who just want to start competing. There are certain ones locally that True Reflection does that it's a bit more competitive. So you'll see like heavier weights and more skill set movements. But yeah, it just depends on the competition, and just depends on where you're at in terms of your skill level.
And like, they make it really inclusive so that pretty much anyone who has been doing functional fitness or CrossFit can participate. Like it is very much an inclusive style competition. And even in our gym, if we know people want to compete, we will. It's a really good community, tight-knit, and everybody's there to help each other. So you'll see people coming into the gym on like outside of class time to work on certain things, and people are there to help them. And so everybody wants everybody to get better. And even in competitions, everybody is rooting for everyone, right? Like, yeah, everybody is there to see everybody else succeed. It's really great.
Yeah, we have, we call Sundays team training day, and we'll go in on either Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. There's a bunch of us who tend to compete in these competitions and just work on things or work on upcoming workouts that we've seen in competitions. So those are all the things that kind of make us a little bit better. And hopefully we that translates into doing well in these competitions.
Cool. I love that so much. That really gives me a good idea, because that's like my next thing that I told Lucas the other day. I'm like, I want to do my first CrossFit competition.
So Lucas told us, he said,
people
in that lunch class that said they wanted to compete. So I want to bump up the lunch class programming. I'm like, that's fantastic. And he said it was you and another person. And he couldn't remember who the other person was, which is fantastic. I love this.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, he needs to bump it. Uh-oh. The others are going to be mad.
That's right.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I think the 108 really put a fire under my butt. I was like, no, I need to do better. Like, I've been kind of doing like lifestyle fitness. I'll say just moving my body, I should say, for like years now, like off and on during COVID, whatever. But yeah, I was like, no, I need to like have a goal and like really go for it. And I like that feeling, you know, when you play sports. Like, I played ringette when I was younger, and it's just like that feeling of like, okay, you're at a tournament, like, I don't know, just that like fire inside of you.
You say, like, that we often ask ourselves, like, we get really nervous, or like that anxiety feeling leading up to comps, and you'll hear us often be like, why are we doing this? But it is that feeling that like you get there, and it's just like all the hype and all like those endorphins and just that pride, and it doesn't matter how well you do, like you always walk away feeling great, you know? That's why we do it.
Right.
That feeling.
But we'll see at these competitions exactly like your kind of personality or our kind of personality, people who were competitive earlier in life, and now they don't have any outlet to do that. So right. Now they're like, what can we do where we can still be, you know, somewhat competitive? And for some people, it's these competitions.
Right. I feel like we, like, as adults become sometimes, I mean, maybe not you guys, but for me, I kind of had a like a dull time where I just kind of like forgot to like put goals or
sure.
Yeah, like live, yeah, like really do things that make you feel that way. Like that energy, right? Like, yeah, you were talking like the energy in the room, like just kind of look for those things.
I would honestly encourage you to come to a competition just to watch one.
Yeah, I should do that, just actually. That's a good
but
idea.
Also just to like experience that energy, because it is pretty great.
Mm. Yeah, okay, I'm going to do that, actually.
It's super polarizing based on your viewers and or listeners, right. Because CrossFit is a kind of polarizing kind of topic, but we do enjoy it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm asking you all the questions. It's all like personal questions for me today. We'll go with that. And I think, you guys, have you always been like training? Like, have you always been in fitness? Like, how did that kind of start for you guys?
I can go first. I fitness was never like I played a lot of sports when I was young, and I played sports in my adult life, but I was never a gym goer. I remember back in my early 20s, I'd go to the gym and, you know, I'd do very typical bro gym stuff. Like, I don't know what to do. So I'm gonna do some bicep curls, I'm gonna do some bench press and some stair climber, and that's about it. There was a phase in my life right before I started going to the gym now, that I would do exclusively beach body workouts. So like things just like P90X, that Tony Horton guy. For 2 years, that's all I did, is I just work out at home, like religiously every day. And that was fine. It certainly got me pretty lean. I'm not sure how strong it made me, but then as soon as I went to the gym and got into that group environment, it was a game changer for me. I loved it. Like again, the energy of being in class with a bunch of other people, just there's nothing like it. So I've been consistent about that for the last, 5 years, I guess, 4 years owning the gym, 5 years going to that gym, and that's pretty much it. That's the extent of my working out career, if you will.
Well,
So
that's
not a
nice
lot.
to know. That's
Yeah.
good to know.
Yeah.
I like, yeah. How do
What?
I, have you been there? Like, I feel like, has it always been part of your life?
I played team sports. Like, I played soccer when I was younger. Gym life was never part of my vocabulary. I didn't go to the gym. I never really knew gyms existed. It was just not part of my, like, I just played soccer. But when I got older, I'm saying like maybe 30, I had a friend in Ontario who was playing roller derby, and that really intrigued me. So we didn't have that around here, and so I took it upon myself to start the league here in Moncton. And so that was like, at first, I didn't realize how that I actually needed to be in shape to play roller derby. It just started as like a fun little project, but then, you have to get fit, you have to take care of your body, injuries and everything. So we started going to I started going to see a personal trainer at his house. He had like a gym in his garage, and then he stopped doing that, but he said, "Hey, my buddy just opened a gym. You should go check that place out." And I was like, "A gym? All right, let's go." But when I went, it was the gym that we currently own now, before we owned it. And that's where I started. So we had some roller derby girls that we would go in and do classes. And it was fun because it was, again, it's like a team environment. It was, you had that camaraderie, and it wasn't just like going to the gym and like I would have no idea what to do in there. So we showed up. They tell you what to do. It was great. And that became my new lifestyle. So I still play roller derby, but I kept going to the gym, and it made me a better athlete. But once roller derby stopped, I just needed something else and stopped during COVID. So at that point, I'm like, what do I needed something else. And then someone suggested trying a comp. And that's where the comps came in. So the gym was never my reality. It just folded into my lifestyle. And now it's pretty much my life.
Now,
Yeah.
I have seen this on multiple occasions where people started going to the gym to supplement an outside activity. Like we have a friend who she started coming to the gym because she's a runner and she just wanted to supplement the running. But now, and in Carol's case as well, it's now the inverse, right? So like now she runs as a supplement to the gym because now she competes, and everything got kind of flipped around, and gym is the main focus.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I love, okay, that's like so awesome to hear, because I feel like when I see like you two, I'm like, they've been going to gym for like 40 years in my head. You're probably like not even 40 yet, but that's how I feel when I see someone that's super fit, or like a lot fitter than I am, and I'm like, holy shit, like obviously they've been doing this forever, right? So, but
Right.
everyone, and then you have to think about like people, everyone starts somewhere. They all
Of
had to
course.
start. One
Yeah.
day they weren't fit and like started the journey, right? So I like to know these things. We forget.
I tried to go to the gym. I've gotten gym memberships before, to be honest, it gave me anxiety walking in there, so many people, and there's just the lights were really bright, the music was really loud, and it just didn't work. I'm like, I don't need to be fit. It's
Right.
just not, So
Yeah.
this is my happy place. I'm happy I found it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm so happy.
I think
And
it's a bit, oh, sorry to cut you off, but I was going to say, like, I think it's a bit more difficult, and I give a lot of credit to people who don't have an athletic background or like a gym background, because when I was younger, I did gymnastics. So a lot of the things translates really well to these kind of workouts that we do. So, you know, the handstand walks, handstand push-ups, and stuff on the rig. So we do like pull-ups and toes to bar and things like that. That came very naturally for me. Whereas somebody like Carol, who doesn't, has to work, you know, 10 times harder.
like I didn't even go on monkey bars as a kid. Like I
Yeah.
was just like, you know, so it's just, yeah, that's been a lot of work and still on my goal board, like all the
Right,
gymnastics stuff.
right.
Yeah.
So
Gymnastics,
much work.
handstands. Wow, yeah, that's intense. That's other level for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Yeah, no, I love hearing those things because that makes me like put that in perspective too. And obviously other people will be like, yeah, say what I have to say. And did you guys go climb a mountain? Did I see that? Was that you?
Yeah, Spartan.
We climbed multiple mountains. Yeah.
Like,
So
do you do that? Okay.
we did that with a friend. So we did three Spartan races in the last like about year and a half. In 2022, we went to Blue Mountain in Ontario, and we did a 10K Spartan race, and that was a lot of fun. You know, it took us what, 3.5, 4 hours to complete. The obstacles were fun. I was running a lot then, so we were just able to run. No, it was just a really fun experience. And then the Spartan people are really good at marketing. The reason I say that is because when you get your medal, like we got our 10K medal, and you get a piece of a bigger medal. So it's something that's called, they call it a trifecta. So basically, if you complete the 5K, 10K, and 21K, you get all the pieces to make one big medal. So we got that piece there, and we're like, well, now we have to go and do the other two because we want the trifecta. So sure enough, last year, Carol Maria and I, we all went to Vermont, and we did the 5K and the 21K. And this was what we didn't know at the time, but we researched after the fact that it was this mountain is actually one of the most difficult terrains in the Spartan world. We don't know enough about it. Like, we just went in kind of like blindly and thought it'd be fine, but it was.
It was fun.
It's probably better not to know all of the
I don't know.
that
Yeah, I don't know if
it
I
was
was.
the hardest, like.
I was. It was 7 hours, 7.5 hours, and I was miserable. Like 6.5 hours of it. It was
Wow.
wild. Yeah.
Wow. It's more of a mental thing. I feel like a lot of the times it's more mental than physical, like actually. Like physical is one thing that you can measure, but you forget about the mindset when you're doing things.
Absolutely. And I think those are our strengths too. Like I can push through pain for long, you know, periods versus Dave is just like,
I like short
yeah.
bursts,
You're
very
right.
quick and strong or whatever, and I like doing that. Carol excels at anything that takes a long time. So like she
Like
would,
running up a mountain,
right?
right?
yeah, I think my mental game isn't quite there, and also just like just overall stamina for like long periods of time. I just don't train that enough.
Right. Oh, that's so interesting when you start thinking about it.
I guess goals for 2020.
I'll just the title will be goals. No, I don't know what it'll be yet. It probably will have goals in there. I mean, I think it has to. Yeah, so in like I guess like one of the questions I like to ask is like what would you say is like the biggest life or business lesson that you guys would have learned? Whatever pops in your mouth, like your mind first, I guess, or what you want to share.
You won't.
You go on this one. I don't know.
I think it's for me, and the first thing that comes to mind is just being passionate about what you do. I think it becomes so difficult and what almost tiresome if you do something, especially if it's a project on the side, but like what we're doing with the gym. I don't know if we would have sustained it for this long if we didn't absolutely love it. And
I think it helps that we're doing it together too.
correct, yeah, you know, I guess that it's so specific, but find a partner that you want to do it with. I mean, that obviously is super ideal. But yeah, like, and we say it's a lot, but like, because we don't pull any money out of the gym and we want to make sure that the gym is successful, it's the venture that we have that takes the most time with so little return, but we, in the same breath, it fills so many other buckets in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. So again, it's just about being passionate about the thing that you do.
That's my answer too. Amazing. So I mean, where can people find you, like, online? Where should they go if they're like, I want to join a gym? Brace Up Bar sounds like amazing. Let me check it out.
It is amazing. We think it is. RaiseUpBarFitness.ca is our website. We are RTB Moncton is our handle on most social media. So Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just do a search. Do a Google search for Raise the Bar Fitness and we should be one of the first ones up there.
They'll find it. Or follow me and I usually tag you guys often-ish.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. Like, this is so great. I'm really excited for this episode to come out.
I love it though. Thanks for having us. This is a really fun conversation. I think it was great.
Yeah. And even like get to know you better, because we don't have time to do this when we're at the gym doing my noon class or whatnot.
I think you need to try a 6 a.m. class.
I know.
Honestly, and I think it'll push you a bit harder. Just let's find a spot. We'll get you in there.
We always have coffee. It's good.
Yeah. Have coffee?
Yes.
Coffee machine's always going in the morning.
Okay. I could maybe try like once a month. Something like that. No joke. Or like once in the year, and then I'll be like, cool, I did it. And then see if I liked it. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you guys again so much. And so just a reminder to the listeners to go do something that lights you up today. Okay. Bye.